Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. The Warriors with you. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Let me open up with my latest commentary. You know, I write a nationally syndicated newspaper column every Sunday, syndicated across the country by Creators Syndicate. And here is the column that will be coming out on Sunday. You get a sneak preview. What if the next 9/11 terrorist attack is just days away? I just watched a documentary about the horrors of 9/11. You remember that day, don't you? This year will mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11. September 11, 2001, the day the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center collapsed in New York City. The day about 3,000 of our fellow Americans died. Most of their bodies were never found. They literally melted and disintegrated. You remember, yes? They were someone's fathers and mothers, and husbands, and wives, and sons, and daughters. Do you remember all those people jumping from 100 stories up and splattering on the sidewalk? I do. I still remember those loud booms. Each boom was a life ending instantly as they splattered on the sidewalk. Do you remember all those cops and firemen who died trying to protect us? They ran into those burning towers while normal people ran out. They gave their lives. They made the ultimate sacrifice. And their kids, the kids of cops and firemen, grew up without fathers or mothers. Watching this documentary made me very angry all over again. I felt the pain all over again. But most importantly, it made me realize we have a madman in the White House. Joe Biden is either insane or he doesn't care about the lives of Americans like you and me and our precious children and grandchildren, or he's a puppet for the forces of evil intent on destroying this great country. Because what other reason could there be for leaving our border wide open and inviting the whole world in? Border agents should be looking for terrorists, and instead Biden has turned them into babysitters. In March, 172,000 illegal aliens got through our open border. That's up 71% just from last month, February. But this is a trickle compared to what's coming. I'm betting a year from now we'll look back fondly on these March 2021 numbers. How do I know? Because the front door is wide open. Trust me, the entire world is coming. Each month the word spreads. Everyone who gets to our border is let in, given a free lawyer, given cash by Catholic charities, a government-issued debit card filled with money provided by your taxes, and a plane or bus ticket wherever they want to go. Without ID, by the way. That's right. Any illegal alien coming from the worst terrorist hellholes in the world, here for days, we know nothing about them, can board a plane in the United States with no ID, no COVID test, and no idea if they're a terrorist. They can sit right next to you and your family with COVID, or TB, or smallpox, or Ebola, or a bomb, or box cutters. Thank you, Joe Biden. How many terrorists or terror cells came in today? How many were among the 172,000 who crossed the border in March? How many have come in since Biden became president in January? Anyone could see what's happening. Just today, just literally minutes ago, the Biden administration's southern border coordinator, otherwise known as the border czar, announced she's stepping down. It's all going bad. It's spiraling out of control. If I was a dictator of one of America's rogue enemy states, I'd be licking my lips. I'd empty my prisons and send the worst of the worst criminals across the border to terrorize the American people and collapse the U.S. economy. Or don't you remember after 9/11 the stock market crashed and the U.S. economy was hanging by a thread? All hell is about to break loose. The next 9/11 could be weeks or days or minutes away, all because we have a madman in the White House. The border is wide open and Joe Biden is letting everyone in. Terrorists are here, along with murderers, rapists, MS-13 gangbangers, drug dealers, sex traffickers, and pedophiles galore. Anyone could see what's coming. Another 9/11 is on the way, or a massacre at a college, a church, or a synagogue, or a dirty bomb that makes a major U.S. city uninhabitable for decades. America is on the brink. One man is to blame. Biden let them in. Biden did this to us. Biden opened the door to the destruction of the greatest country in the history of the world. The question is, who will have the courage to stand up and stop it before it's too late? My commentary coming out on Sunday, what if the next 9/11 terrorist attack is just days away? And I'm telling you, it's coming. They're here. Joe Biden's border czar, Roberta Jacobson, announced today she's stepping down. She doesn't even know what day it is. She's like Biden. Another one has got a zombie-eaten-out brain. Has no idea what the hell's going on. She's the former U.S. ambassador to Mexico, Roberta S. Jacobson, appointed by Biden to lead the diplomatic effort in Central America, and she announced she's leaving her position. News of her resignation broke after Biden appointed VP Kamala Harris as the point person for the border crisis, and she's never been seen anywhere near the border. Jacobson told The Times she's not resigning because of Harris's role, stressing she was only expected to serve in her position for 100 days. Yeah, right. Okay. You really believe that one? That's like Nancy Pelosi yesterday saying the border was terrible under Trump, but now it's all better under Biden. It's like the Nazi propaganda chief is in charge. Everybody just makes up any lie they want, and nobody questions them. No one second guesses them. No one points out what obvious lies they're telling. Because the media is bought and sold and paid for. And the Biden administration is bought and sold and paid for by communist China and the Mexican drug cartel and all the enemies of the United States. They're all getting rich. Biden, his family, good old Hunter on the laptop, having sex with underage teens. Just my opinion. It's an opinion show. It's my opinion from what I saw in the scenes on the laptop. It's Hunter Biden playing pedophile. Just my opinion. He's being blackmailed by China. Joe Biden is either blackmailed or bribed by China. They're all paid off by China, and they're paid off by the Mexican drug cartels. Even the president of Mexico knows more than Joe Biden what's going on. Or actually, it wasn't the president. It was Mexico's foreign minister. He tells Biden, expect constant and growing migration. Everybody knows what's coming. The whole world is coming. And they're trying to blackmail us or extort us out of billions to try and hold the dike back, right? The dam is collapsing. Try and put your finger in. How do you do that? Well, they say we should give them money. He says the United States will have to allocate $2 billion per year for development in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. This is the Foreign Secretary of Mexico, Marcelo Ebrard. If we want to slow down migration to the United States. So just give away billions of taxpayer dollars while Americans are starving, while vets are homeless, while vets get nothing, and illegal immigrants in New York City get $15,600 each for the new budget of New York State. You can't believe this stuff. You think I'm making it up. You think it's a dream. You think I'm exaggerating. You think it's a Saturday Night Live skit. It's all happening. Every illegal in New York is going to get a check for $15,600. And, of course, it's going to come from you and me, working-class people, primarily white, but also black and Hispanic, working-class, middle-class people who have nothing, who are losing everything. Small business owners who are losing everything are supposed to fund illegal aliens to the tune of $15,600. And that's just in New York State. Can you imagine what the feds are giving them? Can you imagine what every other state is giving them? And the illegals are coming by the millions. How do I know? Because I'd be coming. Who wouldn't be coming? Biden has left the front door open, and he says, come on in, and the cops are waving, come on in. and they're holding checks in their hand, and they're going to give you thousands of dollars. And Catholic Charities is going to give you thousands of dollars. Catholic Charities has become a human trafficking organization. They make money by relocating millions of illegal aliens all over the United States, and then the illegals join the local Catholic Church, and they put money in the collection plate. It's a scam! It's a giant scam perpetrated by the Catholic Church, for God's sakes. This is the United States of America. And I guarantee you George Soros is giving money to the Catholic Church to pay for all this. See, everybody wins. Soros wins. He gets to destroy the United States. China wins. They get to destroy our economy. They become number one in the world. We become serfs. The Mexican drug cartels win. They own the border. They're in control of the border. They make hundreds of billions of dollars a year. They get in more drugs and more little children to be sex trafficked, and more human beings paying them $20,000 a year to get in, who will owe them for the rest of their life with interest and become prostitutes. They get rich. All the Democrats and the Biden family gets rich, and the rest of us get screwed. Biden, by the way, in this giant budget where he spends, you know, between infrastructure and Green New Deal and climate change, and child care. Everything in the world. Everything is going up, 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 up. Trillions and trillions of dollars. Guess what's the only program he's not spending any extra money on? The Department of Homeland Security. He proposes holding DHS funding flat despite the biggest surge at the U.S. border in history. Let's not spend any money. Don't give them any money. And the border agents are resigning and retiring in droves because they're no longer border agents. They're changing poopy diapers. Whole thing's a joke. At the same time, Joe Biden signs an executive order to study packing the Supreme Court. Fill it with communists that will legalize every violation of the United States Constitution.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the New Year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next Rockstar broadcaster? That's right. We are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers, right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, big event coming up tomorrow, and it's not too late to attend. It's called We the People. This is the newest grassroots group in Las Vegas. They started in Arizona. They are the group responsible for Arizona's forensic audit of the 2020 election. Yay, thank God. Thank you. This group is for real. They make great things happen. They're conservative warriors like I am for our Constitution, election integrity, and the will of the American people. And now they're here in Vegas to take back our state. We, the People Nevada Alliance, is launching their first big event tomorrow at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center at 300 West Sahara, right near the Strip. It's where thousands of you showed up for my last two Trump parades. And the last one, by the way, my last Trump parade at Ahern, we estimated we had like 2,500 cars. They were parked all the way up and down, six-story parking garage, every space, plus all the streets around Ahern, plus they were coming in for like a mile when we were doing the count. We figured like 2,000-plus cars, probably 2,500. So it might have been like 7,000 people. Each car had 3-4 people in it. So it might have been as many as 10,000 people. So we're hoping you come out to tomorrow's big event with We the People. It starts at 4 p.m. Doors open at 3. Keynote speaker is, guess who? Wayne Allen Root. I know that guy. Other speakers include Mike Lindell of MyPillow, George Papadopoulos, Patrick Byrne, Joe Von Pulitzer, and local Nevada GOP political stars. Too many to name. Make sure you RSVP right now. The event is free. WeThePeopleUSAAlliance.com, WeThePeopleUSAAlliance.com, or go to Eventbrite and search Fight for Freedom. Fight for Freedom at Eventbrite is the We the People event, and US RSVP. And to talk about it for a couple of minutes here, we got Jeannie Schaefer, who's president of the We the People Nevada Alliance. Jeannie, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So the big news is that you had room for 500 people at Ahern for this event, and you filled up all 500, and Ahern has agreed to allow another 500 in a special rooftop kind of auxiliary setting. So now you could take 1,000 people. So you've opened it back up for more people to register. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have a floor of people, and then we have a patio rooftop, and the rooftop can accommodate another 500 people. We have a great response here in Nevada.
Well, that's fantastic. So you already, you know, you got 500. That's a big turnout. If you can get 750 or 1,000, that's a really big event. So very cool. I'm glad I was able to get my audience to understand and be educated about this event. Tell us about some of the speakers. Like, you're going to have George Papadopoulos, right?
Yes, sir. We're going to have George Papadopoulos. Jim Marchant is going to be here. He's a Nevadan. Salvers Anthony, he used to be a county commissioner. Mike Lindell is going to speak to us through Zoom. Ann Vanderskill is going to be speaking at the event also. And yourself. Joan von Pulitzer.
For those who don't know, by the way, Patrick Byrne and Joe von Pulitzer were both very involved in the uncovering of the election steal, and were very integral in proving that the election was stolen. But unfortunately, the mainstream media never paid any attention, never gave them any air, and so they never had any airtime, and nobody ever heard it. But the reality is, Joe von Pulitzer and Patrick Byrne did a great job, and if you listen to them speak tomorrow, I think they will convince you very strongly without any doubt that this election was stolen. So I think it's great that you're having them on there.
Yes, and we're trying to get a really good group of citizens educated and empowered to talk about what happened at the election, to speak out against the taking away of our liberties and our freedoms. And that's happening at an alarming rate right now. And so we felt that we needed a grassroots movement because the lawmakers, the politicians, they are not going to do it for us. We have to be strong as the people, the masses. That's how our country got started. We didn't start with just the government. We started with people. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the people to see what the issues are and not be afraid to talk about them. And to have a place to go where they can get information and that we can all get together to fight for the same causes.
All right, We the People, Nevada Alliance, is putting on the event tomorrow. It's very first big event, I guess you'd call it the launch event, for We the People in the state of Nevada and here in Las Vegas tomorrow at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center, 300 West Sahara, near the Strip. Lots of parking, beautiful place. Just gorgeous place to have an event. The doors open at 3. The event starts at 4. Most importantly, it's free. Everybody can attend. Wayne Allyroot, yours truly, keynote speaker, will bring the house down. RSVP at WeThePeopleUSAAlliance.com or go to Eventbrite and search Fight for Our Freedoms. Thank you, Jeannie.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is remembering the late Prince Philip.
His bravery serving in World War II, as well as his champion of the environment, as well as the charitable things he set up. So we really do express our condolences.
The husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth died at the age of 99. The White House southern border czar is stepping down. Roberta Jacobson's announcement comes as the Biden administration tries to deal with a surge of illegal immigration. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Jacobs' move was consistent with her commitment at the onset to serve in the administration's first 100 days. Wall Street ending the week on a high note at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 297 points to finish at a record 33,800. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is VRA. otherwise known as Vertical Research Advisory. Doesn't 2003 seem like it was yesterday? 2003 was 18 years ago. So he left Wall Street and founded VRA's Daily Investment and Economic Newsletter. And his top performing recommendations crushed the markets 88% of the time. 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 19 years. I've witnessed his incredible VRA newsletter record for 18 of those years. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. The guy is amazing. He's got a crystal ball. Let him prove how VRA really works and how consistently they beat the markets. For a limited time, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Join at VRAinsider.com. And when I say for a limited time, I've been saying that. The window's been open for a few months now on this show, but the window closes now, literally. I think today is the last day offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Today's the last day. So go to VRAinsider.com and get 2 weeks free, and you won't be able to get it ever again. That's it. Window closes today. Free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com. Tell them Wade Root sent you. And thank Kip for taking good care of my clients and my fans and my listeners. Let's switch gears to Governor Whitmer. Because Governor Whitmer, in my opinion, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, is probably wins the award as the worst governor in America. She's probably tied with Andrew Cuomo. But nonetheless, she is horrible. And she has been the most locked down state in America, even more than New York, even more than California, has been Michigan. And yet it's the COVID epicenter of America and the COVID epicenter of this week. This week, Michigan has the highest transmission rate in the United States. So explain to me, if lockdowns work, then how come Michigan has so much COVID? She's the perfect example that it doesn't work. And now she's asking Michigan's high schools to close for 2 weeks. How does anyone get educated? How does anyone learn anything? How does anyone apply to college? How does anyone run a restaurant or a business in the state of Michigan? I have no idea. It must be just a graveyard. Literally, every business must be dead and out of energy and out of money. What a nightmare. Youth sports also asked to take a break. Diners have been asked to avoid eating in restaurants. All of these requests are voluntary. Really, for the first time ever, she's been demanding and ordering. Now it's voluntary. And you know me, I wouldn't listen to any of them. I'd be out to eat tonight. I don't know what these people are even talking about. I don't know what anyone's talking about. I'm out to eat every night since last June, a year. It's almost a year now. Can you imagine? It's going to be May in 2 weeks. So it's 1 month and a half shy of a year that I've eaten out 300 days in a row, 300 plus days in a row. And gone to business meetings every day and had major rallies with 5,000 to 10,000 people in them and shaken every hand and didn't wear a mask because I was outdoors. Nobody needs a mask outdoors. I'm not going to get in a debate about whether you need to wear a mask indoors, in a football stadium indoors, in an auditorium indoors, in a hotel or casino indoors. I'm not going to get in a debate about that. Whatever the law is, the law is. I may disagree with it, but it's the law. But outdoors, mask? For what reason? Crazy. I made some comments on this show over the last few months that Biden's been president, that Taiwan was just a goner. That China's going to absolutely invade Taiwan because they now know that Joe Biden will never defend. First of all, he's their lapdog. Second of all, he's bribed. Third of all, by China. Third of all, he's, incompetent and has dementia and doesn't know where he is. But fourth of all, he's weak and he's feeble. And he'll never answer back. Never, ever, ever will he answer back. So China knows they have an open shot here. This is their chance to take over Taiwan and to prove their dominance over the United States. And I've said that again and again and again. It was just a guess. And today China said, in a new threat to Taiwan, the island's military won't stand a chance. Can you imagine? They're just openly saying we're going to attack you and you're a goner. And it's because they're gonna. You know, it kind of reminds me of Hitler, right? The whole key was that, you know, I'm Jewish, my people were killed, and anyone will tell you that Hitler telegraphed what he was going to do, but nobody listened. Not just Jews, nobody listened. Nobody really believed Hitler would ever do what he said he was going to do. No one believed he was going to, you know, kill every Jew. No one believed he was going to put him in concentration camps. No one believed he was going to murder Catholic priests. No one believed he was going to murder the disabled. No one believed he was going to murder the gays. I don't think anyone really believed it. They should have, because when someone says something, you got to assume that they mean what they say and they're going to do it. You can't take chances with things like that. And China is very clearly telegraphing the fact that they're going to take over Taiwan. You're going to attack and take over Taiwan. And after what they did in Hong Kong, how could you doubt them? Who ever believed they do what they did in Hong Kong? Hong Kong is, you know, was the economic center of the world, even more so than New York ever was. And I've been there. Hong Kong's an amazing place, or was an amazing place. And the Chinese have taken it over and ruined it, literally. And anybody who disagreed with them, they called him a dissident. Anyone who protested them, they put him in jail. And they're all going to be on trial now. And they might spend many years in prison. And it's not like an American prison either. They're going to put him in a prison in China, I'm sure, where they, you know, bang on rocks for the next 5 years. Hard labor. So China's prominent English language state media mouthpiece, Global Times, published a piece today, a fiery editorial which conveys the mood in Beijing in a moment of unprecedented tensions surrounding Taiwan. If China chooses to invade the breakaway democratic island, then Taiwan's military won't stand a chance, it said. And who could doubt that? How are they going to fight the Chinese? How are you going to fight 1.5 billion people? The article further attacked Taiwan's pro-independence movement and its backers, saying the people of Taiwan are currently dashing into a war they cannot win. And at this very moment, China's military is flexing as a warning to Taiwan and as a warning to the American naval patrols in the South China Sea. And I'm telling you, the recipe is there. Just like I read you my commentary, my column that's coming out on Sunday, the recipe is there for World War III to begin, both over Taiwan and also over Ukraine with Russia. You know, both are mortal, lifelong enemies. Russia and China are flexing. They were never going to do it under Trump, never. But under the weakness of Biden and the blackmail and bribery of Biden, they know they can get away with anything they want to. And, you know, we're either headed for Biden letting them do whatever they want, or Biden trying to show everyone he's not as weak as everyone thinks and starting World War III. But, you know, really, the recipe is there for some really terrible things to happen. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, pretty much every war in the history of the United States we've ever been in has happened under a Democrat president for good reason. Everybody tests you. Everybody threatens you when they think you're weak. Nobody does it to a strong president. You notice there were no wars under the two greatest presidents of my lifetime, Reagan and Trump. No wars. You know, there were a couple of incidents, but no war. If you were to call Grenada under Reagan a war, I wouldn't call that a war. If you want to call the bombing of the American Marines in Lebanon, it didn't turn into a war. It was a terrible act. It was the only really bad act against Reagan. But it was a terrible act, but it did not lead to war. And then under Trump, really nothing. There was no terrible act, nothing. Nobody in the world screwed with Trump. So look at what's happening now. Look at how the entire world is testing us. Very scary, and there's no way we're going to win a war with China. Just no way. We're going to enter a war with China. Biden would never do it. So China knows that. And so I think they're just going to take over Taiwan during this calendar year. I'd be shocked if the year 2021 ends without China attacking Taiwan. I'd be shocked. They're going to have to go. They're going to make their move. And so what are we going to do to respond? How are we going to answer that move? Are we going to enter World War III, or are we going to just let China walk all over our ally, who I believe we have a defense treaty with, right? I believe by law, based on treaties we've signed, we have to protect Taiwan. We have to answer back if Taiwan's attacked, just like we have treaties like that with Israel, right? They're our allies. So what are we going to do? Well, with Israel, it's not NATO, but with Taiwan, I'm sure it's NATO. In Israel, we just have a contract with Israel itself. We have our Israeli United States has its own thing going on. But with Taiwan, I'm sure it's part of NATO, and we sell them arms all the time, and we're going to have to make a decision. When we get back, the founder of the Marxist organization, Black Lives Matter, buys a multi-million dollar home near Malibu. Where's that money coming from? These people are such frauds. Matter of fact, she's living in the same area I moved to when I first moved to Los Angeles. I lived in Topanga Canyon, right near Malibu. And then eventually I moved to the beach in Malibu, but I started out in Topanga Canyon. And she bought a compound in semi-remote Topanga Canyon for $1.4 million. The founder of BLM. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a little housekeeping. First of all, you could always reach me on email, wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. And my website, rootforamerica.com, root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. And you can always find my opinions at Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, Parler.com. And you just go to @RealWayneRoot. My podcast, if you love my radio show, you love my podcast 7 days a week. You can find it all the places where you download podcasts, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, etc., etc. And the sponsor of this last segment of the show is Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. Revive provides you with simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. And even though their services are virtual, the quality of care you receive is not compromised. It's all online with telemedicine doctors and medical professionals, so no long waits or hassles of visiting a doctor's office. It's a convenient and safe alternative. You don't even need to go to the pharmacy. You get your medications delivered right to your door. And the cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You save hundreds of dollars just on medications. Wonder why you haven't heard of it before? It's brand new. And Nevada is one of the first states in the country where it's available. But in the next few days and weeks, it'll be available all over the United States. No matter where you are, you want to find out about it. It's ideal if you're underinsured, uninsured, or the cost of traditional health care is just driving you to the poorhouse. You can sign up now at revivehealth.com. Revivehealth.com. Their team is available to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sign up now at revivehealthcare.com. Excuse me, I got it wrong. Revive-healthcare.com. Very important. Very important. Don't make the mistake I just did looking quickly at the ad copy. It's revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. So Joe Biden is looking to pack the United States Supreme Court. You know, when he was asked about it during the debate, he just never gave a straight answer and was very silent about it. So you knew what was going to happen. Look, you can see what's happening every second of every day since the moment he became president. How many executive orders were there? Was it 40 or 50, like in the first week? I think there were 20 in the first day and 40 and plus in the first week. And now they want to do away with the filibuster, and they want to do away with the Supreme Court. We shouldn't have the lead. We don't really even have the lead, by the way, because Justice John Roberts votes with them most of the time nowadays. Everything's gone bad. Everything's gone bad. The world is filled with liberals and deep state and D.C. swamp and big brother, big government corporations and CEOs and politicians and judges and prison wardens. Everybody's out for more money for the government and their agency. And where does the money always come from? You and me, the taxpayer. Very sad. Very sad state of affairs. And so Joe Biden signs an executive order to study packing the Supreme Court. What do you need an executive order? Oh, creating a commission to study reform ideas for the U.S. Supreme Court. Can you imagine? The commission's purpose is to provide an analysis of the principal arguments in the contemporary public debate for and against Supreme Court reform, including an appraisal of the merits and legality of particular reform proposals. The panel includes experts on constitutional law, history, political science. And this all partially addresses a presidential campaign promise from Biden, as the left repeatedly pressured him to pack the court with additional justices to diminish the growing conservative majority. Of course, I just don't think it's that big of a conservative majority, because Roberts is a turncoat traitor to the Republican and conservative cause. But Biden said in October 2020 he put together a bipartisan commission to address the Supreme Court. I guarantee you this will not be bipartisan. Are you kidding me? What's funny is when he was a United States Senator, Biden famously described former President Franklin Roosevelt's attempt to pack the court as a bonehead idea and a terrible, terrible mistake. This was during a 1983 debate in the United States Senate. And Roosevelt's attempt to pack the courts failed miserably as Democrats joined Republicans to defeat the proposal. Well, first of all, Democrats are very different today. There's no fair Democrats other than maybe once in a while Joe Manchin of West Virginia and the Arizona senator, whose name escapes me, Sinema? Is that how you pronounce it, Sinema? But, you know, the two of them occasionally break with Democrats, but, you know, not very often, rarely. So, I mean, you never know what they're capable of doing. You just never know. But it looks like they're not going to get rid of the filibuster. They're not going to be able to do it. 1 minute to go in the show. Let me tell you the last story of the day. Well, two last stories. Headline number one, John Kerry's family takes a private jet to Idaho at the same time as John Kerry goes on an international climate change tour. Isn't that funny? Isn't that amazing what hypocrites liberals are? What liars and BS artists and frauds they are? They're flying in private jets while you're traveling the world also in a private jet, telling people about climate change. And then California moves to ban fracking as gas prices hit three-year high. So at the very moment gas is going through the roof because Biden's president and he promised to screw with energy and cut all the sources of energy, at that moment California moves to ban fracking so it can go even higher. And then when it goes higher, they'll blame Republicans. It's our fault. See you on Monday. God bless. Have a great weekend.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.